song. I'm just gonna tag along with that old devil called love.
Well done, well done. I think the only politician we have here who's not going to sing is Jim O'Callaghan.
I only sing when there are certain laboratory conditions present.
Would you vote for a politician who could sing like that?
No, I don't sing live on that.
John Payne's Bones, am I right, Fintan? Is that the one we're going to go for?
A Fine Gael senator now. These are Irish politicians on the Clare Byrne radio show.
Thank you very much, Senator Fintan Warfield. Michael, I want to ask you a question. You're sitting beside Minister of State Ian McGrath, Regina Doherty, Fintan Warfield, Jim O'Callaghan, he might sing next year. Gerard Howland, you might sing next year too. And Michael O'Reilly, I'd say it wouldn't take too much to
convince
you to sing.
Never. That's a binding commitment to the Irish people.
We'll see.
Sing your ratings on Thomas.
Yeah. Well, you work in the area of politics, so you know that might change. Those commitments might just change.
Very good at constitutional law as well. It's in my election manifesto. Never sing a ring.
Anyway, look, it is our last show, and I want to say a very special thank you to series producer Kay Sheehy, our researcher Michelle Brown, and broadcast coordinator Derek Nagel for all their hard work over the last number of months. On sound today, we had Pather Carney, Kieran Dunn, and Noel Roberts, and they put an awful lot of hard work into making the show sounded the way it did. Thank you very much. And thank you to our musical arranger, Jim Sheridan, who coordinated all of this for us. Thank you very much, Jim. And a special thank you to all of our listeners this season. We will be back with all of the drama of politics in September. Take it away, Francis.
Every time you pick up a newspaper, every time you switch on the TV, you can bet your old boots. But at some point you'll see a high-ranking banker or else a TD calling on all who are meant to be free to stand up and defend law and order. It's illegal to rip off a payroll. It's illegal to hold up a train. But it's legal to rip off a million or two that comes from the labours that other folk do, to plunder the many on behalf of a few. It's a thing that is perfectly legal. It's illegal to kill off your landlord or to trespass upon his estate. But to charge a high rent for a slum is okay, to condemn two adults and three children.
They've been taking you for granted.
So there. Proof that some, at least some, Irish politicians are worth listening to. I missed three quarters of the show, so I think the whole show is going to be worth listening to on RTE Radio Player or wherever you can find it. But I want to thank all those who dreamt up the show and arranged for it to come on. I know there's an annual event in aid of charity in the UK where people from the House of Lords and people from the House of Commons perform. I'm not sure if it's only singing, they may do dance as well, but that's, I think, for one of the cancer research charities, maybe Macmillan. But all I want to say is that I'm tickled by, and I'd be much more likely to vote for a politician who could sing than for one who didn't dare sing in public. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.